A self-taught trader walks away from Wall Street's conventional wisdom and builds a system so powerful that hedge fund managers call it required reading. What did she discover that the experts missed? Markets aren't rational machines governed by economic laws. They're emotional battlefields where sentiment, panic, and euphoria drive prices far more than spreadsheets ever could. This insight changes everything. The market swings like a giant pendulum between extremes, and those who try to predict its path often find themselves crushed beneath it. The wiser approach? Stop forecasting and start following. Let the market reveal its direction, then move with it rather than against it. This fundamental shift, from prediction to observation, separates traders who survive from those who don't. Every price chart tells a story of war between buyers and sellers, and learning to read this narrative requires specific tools. Candlesticks, invented by an 18th century Japanese rice trader, remain remarkably effective at showing who's winning each round. When these candles reverse direction with long wicks and closes far from their extremes, they signal swift power shifts at critical moments. Doji candles, where opening and closing prices nearly match, reveal indecision and potential turning points, especially when volume spikes after extended runs. Moving averages add another dimension by measuring average prices over time, but their real power lies in their slope. Without directional momentum in these averages, good trades simply aren't available. Many traders try catching bottoms before moves begin, hoping to maximize gains, but this usually leads to anxiety and losses when the anticipated move either arrives after patience runs out or never materializes. The market positioning system uses the 8 exponential moving average and 20 simple moving average because so many traders watch these levels that they create self-fulfilling prophecies. When fast averages move further from slow ones, price is accelerating. When they run parallel, the rate of change is constant. Trading demands rapid decisions under pressure, like a quarterback scanning the field. Off-the-shelf systems can't replace skilled discretionary judgment because markets are too complex for mechanical approaches. Success hinges on the me factor, the human element many traders ignore when facing failure. Fear and trading typically go together, yet must be separated for success. Uncertainty feeds fear, which breeds failure, a cycle that paralyzes decision-making and creates missed opportunities. Fear manifests as fear of loss, missing out, being wrong, and paradoxically, fear of success itself. While fear cannot be conquered, it can be replaced through faith in our decision-making abilities developed through consistent practice. Left to natural instincts, we buy high and sell low, following crowds at exactly the wrong moments. Physiologically, uncertainty triggers our fight or flight response, flooding bodies with stress hormones that impair rational thinking. The best long trades often exist where we feel like selling, and the best shorts where we feel like buying, a reality requiring us to overcome basic instincts and operate comfortably in ambiguity. Successful trading demands precise risk calculation, not vague rules. With a $50,000 account at 8% risk across 5 holdings, stops must be calculated individually. A $10 stock gets a 920 stock, a $25 stop stops at 23, a $50 stock at 46. But triggered stops don't guarantee execution at that price. If a stock gaps down on earnings news, you'll get the lower opening price, making stable patterns without gaps crucial for risk management. Day trading requires exceptional skills, lightning-quick pattern recognition, and confident execution under pressure. Experienced day traders use only 50-60% of capital, focusing on 3 to 4 stocks maximum. Beginners should master one stock before adding complexity. Successful traders implement strict daily loss thresholds. When reached, they stop immediately and analyze what went wrong, preventing emotional revenge trading. Capital preservation through disciplined risk management matters more than any individual win. Trading momentum resembles surfing. We must wait patiently for the right conditions after the crest. Markets move in wave combinations. Impulse waves push prices higher, while corrective waves pull back without changing direction. These form five-wave impulse sequences followed by three-wave corrections. Charts contain waves within waves, creating fractal patterns across timeframes. For beginners, trading with the longer impulse wave provides the simplest trades, buying pullbacks in uptrends and selling rallies in downtrends. Traders often ignore this, attempting counter-trend trades to catch exact tops or bottoms, usually resulting in painful lessons. The Fibonacci sequence reveals key levels where price tends to pause or reverse: 38.2%, 50%, and 61.8%. Impulse waves typically retrace to 38.2% with aggressive momentum, 50% with standard momentum, or 61.8% with weak momentum. Retracement depth indicates trend strength. Shallow retracements signal strong trends, while deeper pullbacks suggest weakening momentum. Advanced traders combine Fibonacci with other technical tools, with the most reliable setups occurring when multiple levels cluster with support or resistance. A trading journal is essential yet often neglected. Traders resist it due to perceived workload or reluctance to confront mistakes. Without careful review, understanding why trades succeed or fail becomes impossible. The journal captures your market class notes, providing material to study before the next day's quiz. Keep a notebook open during trading to record critical events in real time, not afterward when memory fails. A comprehensive journal should include date and market conditions, pre-market movement, economic releases, top stocks to watch, detailed trade entries, technical analysis used, emotional state before and after trades, and lessons learned. Many successful traders use digital platforms that automatically record trades while allowing manual notation of thought processes. Early journals reveal the emotional struggle of developing traders: fear of decision-making, entering late, exiting early, rage after losses, negative self-talk. Without journaling, you seal failure as your fate by repeating mistakes without awareness. Review your journal weekly and monthly to identify patterns. The market evolves constantly, requiring daily adaptation. Defining your edge means defining your trade. Momentum provides a clear edge through steep moving average slopes with minimum 500,000 shares daily volume for liquidity. Align timeframes. When trading daily charts, ensure weekly and four-hour charts follow the same trend. The 15-minute rule states that breaching the first 15-minute candle's high with momentum signals continued upward movement. Breaking below signals downward continuation. Before entering trades, follow this checklist. Qualify the stock, confirm trend alignment, identify the best trend, mark high volume areas, draw Fibonacci levels, isolate entry points, set exits and alerts, establish stops, calculate risk, wait for confirmation candles, and avoid trading in the first 15 minutes. Beyond financial capital lies emotional capital, your drive and heart. This is harder to replace than cash. It's the will to continue despite defeat. We deplete emotional capital through poor trades and risk management. Complete vacations from trading, no paper trading, studying, or chart analysis allow the mind to reset. Simple tools create powerful systems when combined with straightforward rules and continuous learning. Fears disappear with complete system knowledge and consistent application. The line between mediocrity and distinction is preparation. Your success isn't written in the stars, it's forged in daily discipline of managing risk, honoring your system, and preserving both capital and courage.